BPA was invented as birth control in the 1920s. I wrote an article on it that was recently published. And it was a guy named Charles Edward Dodds, D-O-D-D-S. So anybody who says BPA is not estrogenic is absurd. And what they did with BPA was, number one, they invented it to use it as birth control, but then they found out it works better. It's a plastic, so you can make plastics out of it. So they shifted, instead of marketing it as birth control, they marketed it as plastic. And then they convinced everybody it does not leach. And then throughout like 30 or 40 years of research, they found, of course, it leaches. There's a shit ton of it in these liquids. And so they pivoted, and now they use phthalates, and they're doing the exact same thing they used to do with BPA in the realm of phthalates, where they're saying, oh, it's okay, it doesn't leach. Right? And it's like, of course it leaches. There's enough studies out there. Even when I published that book, right, it leaches like crazy. So just realize this stuff. It's literally birth control, you know? It's not like birth control. It was birth control at one time.
That's so crazy. I get pissed hearing these stories, honestly, like, because this is just like damn right criminal what some of these companies are doing.
Yeah, and there's definitely people out there that want population control. They want to screw with the human population and all this. I mean, it's not everybody. Most people are just too ignorant, and they're just bystanders. They're just public school educated, where they just do what they're told and they don't think. And there's definitely people out there that are insidious about this stuff. I had a DNA client once from somewhere in Asia. I don't remember exactly. It was a very specific town, and they had put birth control in the water intentionally, and they got busted for it. But they were, I mean, it was very insidious, right? They were intentionally trying to lower the population. Yeah, so it happens.
Wow. That's crazy.
Milk, estrogenic. That's interesting. But PVC pipe is definitely estrogenic. Cow milk is hit or miss. I buy it from a farmer and get raw milk if I'm going to get milk, you know, make sure it's somebody you know. It's in glass jars. Mm. If you're getting it from the store, yeah, it's going to be estrogenic to some degree. So that's a good question.
You know, on that, when I read that in your, it was either in your book or on Dr. Swan's again, I think it was yours where there was a study where they gave it to the boys and then tested the urine, and then they found like the estrogenic in like the urine or something afterwards.
It's like, yeah, it drops your testosterone, I think like 15% within 30 minutes.
Wow.
That was my book. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I've done YouTube videos on it too. But yeah, 100%. And of course, that's just conventional cow milk. And the scientists, I mean, number one, it's in plastic. So that's a dead giveaway, right?
Yeah.
But then number two, they actually milk the cows when they're pregnant. They get cows pregnant constantly, and then they milk them right up to the point where the cow has the baby calf. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but when women are pregnant, or when female animals are pregnant, their estrogen goes through the roof. It goes from like 200 to 2000 for humans. You know, so like, you don't want to take a pregnant cow's milk and mix it in with all the other milk, because now you got super high cow estrogen. They call it bovine estrogen. And you got crazy levels of cow estrogen in your milk, and you just mixed it all in with the other milk. So if you know the farmer and he's reasonably ethical, he's not going to do that.
Mm.
But if you're just getting it from the grocery store, it's at least a question mark. Now, the good news is, again, one of the reasons I look at DNA is because some people have good genetics for dealing with dairy, and some people have terrible genetics for this. And it does change person to person, right? And that's true of all this stuff. It's like, how strict should you be? What about gluten? What about dairy? What about, I don't know, nightshades? I don't know if you've heard of nightshades, but some people are sensitive to the damn nightshades, like tomatoes and peppers, right? Well, it depends on your genetics. Everybody is very different. And so one thing that works amazing for somebody won't do anything for somebody else, and vice versa. So that's an important consideration with anything, right? Mm-hmm. Lectins is another one, right? Nightshades are not there's a whole separate category called lectins. Somebody was just mentioning in the comments. Some people are super sensitive. Some people, their ancestors probably ate them for thousands of years. No big deal.
Let me ask everyone who's watching this a question. Who here, when they were in primary school, remembers that the teachers would come in and give everyone milk? Like, it's quite an absurd thing, isn't it? Like, I remember reading it in your book, and I just thought how weird that was. Like, if the teachers came in and gave everyone water, okay, fair enough, makes sense. But milk is like it's so weird that milk is like such a universal thing of like, yeah, children should drink it. When I think it was your book or whatever it is, like where the only animals that drink the milk of another species, and they literally gave it to the children in little plastic cartons, and I was dehydrated because I didn't drink any water, so I'd like drink the entire thing in water. They didn't know I was developing gyno that I'd need to get a surgery for later.
Yeah, man. They say it's like a paper. It's a paper container. It's not paper. It's freaking paper
line. Yeah, plastic. Right? Yeah. And so you said the study that you've mentioned is that basically same environment. Children are given milk. Within half an hour, the testosterone went down.
Yep.
Wow.
I think it was 15%. I don't remember exactly, but yeah. It's very dramatic, very quick. And keep in mind, you know, they've done animal studies, and I probably talked about this in my book. I can't remember, but they've done animal studies on brain changes with estrogen. It changes your brain very quickly. It makes it more apathetic. That's the specific word they use in these scientific studies. If you have a male animal, male human, whatever, and you get expose them to estrogenic chemicals or just straight estrogen, it just makes you do what you're told. It makes you more receptive, makes you more apathetic. You just don't care about life as much. So you can see an argument from an educational perspective. If we want to educate people to just do what they're told, yeah, let's give them a bunch of apathetic, drugs, right? Estrogenic.